City officials say the number of people hurt in Friday night's medical jet crash in northeast Philadelphia that killed 7 people has risen to 22. The Learjet 55 was carrying 2 passengers, a mother and daughter, and 4 crew members, all of whom were from Mexico. Flight logs show the plane was only in the air for about a minute before plummeting. On Sunday, Carlos Obrador, head consul at the Mexican Consulate of Philadelphia, thanked city and state officials for their response to the deadly incident.
Everyone is very much committed to solve this situation. And of course, we stand together with Philadelphia, with Pennsylvania, and we stand together with United States.
The city will host a town hall on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at a location still to be determined. The name of those aboard the jet have been released. Also, our news partner 6ABC reports the cockpit voice recorder has been located. It's considered to be a major piece of evidence to help guide the investigation into why the plane went down after takeoff from Northeast Philadelphia Airport. Also, there is a traffic mention. A road closure on Cottman Avenue remains northbound between the Roosevelt Boulevard and Bustleton Avenue due to police activity regarding the plane crash investigation. SEPTA is operating with 7 bus detours. The City of Camden School District is doubling down on welcoming all students regardless of their immigration status. WHYY's New Jersey reporter Kenneth Burns reports the district will host an online workshop tonight to inform families of the legal protections they have.
The workshop will be available via Zoom and on the school district's Facebook page.
That way, any family members who feel hesitant about going out to the public, they can reach out right from the comfort of their phone or their laptop.
For the webinar, State District Superintendent Katrina McCombs says the district has partnered with M Schools, a nonprofit that assists districts in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York in being welcoming to immigrants. The district has also established protocols to follow when ICE agents arrive at schools. Agents will not be allowed in schools without a valid signed warrant from a judge. McCombs says they want to keep students and families safe and support them in a humane way. In Camden, New Jersey, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
The Philadelphia-based ensemble The Crossing won a Grammy last night for Best Choral Performance for its album Ochre. A few years ago, the choir performed at NPR's Tiny Desk.
Notice the change. Notice sensation.
The Crossing is a professional chamber choir conducted by Donald Nally and dedicated to new music. There are other Grammy winners with local ties, actor Bradley Cooper and the Philadelphia Orchestra's Yannick Mézet-Séguin, along with Jason Rutter and Stephen Gizicki, won the award for Best Compilation Soundtrack for Visual Media for the soundtrack of the film Maestro about the composer Leonard Bernstein.